This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Second hour of Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is June 27th, 2021. Our phone lines are open, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go back to the phone here and talk to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Steve, I love your show, and I was listening on Father's Day.
Were you?
I'm sure there was Oh, yeah. I'm sure there was a lot of people listening, but, you know, they might have had something going on, you know, maybe family was still hanging out, but,
sure.
Yeah, don't be down, don't not come on because of a holiday or something. We love when you guys are on holidays. Maybe I'll try to call in next year to be that extra caller for you, but, you know, I got to ask you, I know you're a veteran, and have you ever seen a peace flag or a civil flag, an American civil flag?
No, I have not.
Okay,
have you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I've called John's show several times. I may have mentioned it on your show before, but
okay.
So I'm part of an assembly Michigan formed in 2010, and we have a national call. We're teaching the states to do the same thing, and what we're doing is constitutional. A brigadier general, an admiral, and a colonel who was a Navy SEAL, they started this thing in 2010, and it's been deeply researched. It's all constitutional. We are reestablishing or resettling the states, and we're filling those vacated seats for the Republic that the corporation, the de facto, has vacated. You know, these guys are a fraud. They're not our government. They're a business, and they're a pretty lousy one at that.
Yep, I agree.
And I do believe that, you know, old Biden is just biding his time. You know, what a threat of war he made on the Patriots when he said, if we reject his gun grabs, you know, they got nukes and F-15s.
Yeah.
Who does this clown think he is?
What a stupid comment to make. I know, I saw that. What a stupid comment to make.
I mean, that was a brazen act of war on his own people. So, you know what? We aren't violent. We are not at war. We are at peace. If you go to our website, our national website is national-assembly.net. I don't know. I'm visually impaired, so I don't know if you can see that peace flag when you go to that site right away. But they do. They own their own servers, so it is private. They want you to sign in with a username and a password. And I'm telling you what, that website is loaded with history, and there's a welcome tab. You click on that, and there's 10 steps to forming an assembly in your state and in your county. And don't be depressed, because you know what, brother? We've got 27 to 30 states right now that are forming assemblies, doing what Michigan did, and our leadership is traveling. We got one of our guys who moved from Michigan. He's one of, almost a founding member. He came in right after it was founded, and he kind of had some issues with, you know, driver license, and they were really harassing him up north in Michigan. And he ended up moving. He got a great job in Alaska. He's there now. He has settled Alaska. He did what Michigan did, and now that man is in Hawaii helping those folks right now, today. They are having some meetings, and they're forming their assembly. Kentucky just did their part of the 10 steps is a public notice in a a newspaper of some type, and Kentucky just published their notice in last Monday's USA Today newspaper. I haven't seen it, but one of my assemblymen in Michigan bought a copy and he read it to me over the phone. It's absolutely in there. We've been having trouble over the last few years. The local papers have not, they've been told, don't publish these notices because they don't like what we're doing. They can't stop us. We're not, nobody's gone to jail for anything we've done. We've been visited by some some of them alphabet agencies, and they told us, just don't go after any judges. You're not doing nothing wrong. And we ain't going after anybody. We are just doing what our forefathers did. And cheer up, my friend. I'd love for you to join us. Florida's got an assembly going. They're very active there. And you should check them out. Check out our national. We have forums with all the states, and you can talk to other states, and you can look up people, not people per se, but you can. There's like a chat room there, and you can talk to other states or your own state or whatever and see what's going on in the assembly movement.
Well, give us the website one more time, please.
Yes, sir. It's national-assembly.net.
Okay.
National-assembly.net. Every Thursday night at 9 Eastern, we have a national call. And usually that day in Michigan, we have a Michigan state call. We just had a state meeting, you know, where we met in person yesterday. We had elections for our yearly elections and for offices. And it was a really great meeting, and it's all like-minded people. So when your neighbors come by and they freak out about your flag flying upside down, which is a great, you know, it's a great way to attract like-minded, you know, that's what we're looking for, the remnant, right? I know you know who Don Campbell is.
I know Don.
We're not, we can't wake up those people that have gotten vaccinated and that have been indoctrinated. Oh, by the way, Charlotte Isserby. Have you ever heard of her, Charlotte Isserby?
I sure have. I sure have. Oh, yeah.
So Charlotte wrote that grand textbook, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. That is an incredible tool to show people, and that will wake people up, especially parents. If they can see what this educator did, and she's got a free PDF if you go to deliberatedumbingdown.com. That book is a free PDF download. Just read the foreword. People will freak out, and they will say, oh, my God, if our government can do that, what else are they responsible for? You know, it's a great door opener. And, again, I love the flag. Fly it upside down, half-mast. That's what we need.
Yeah.
And you'll attract the remnant, and that's who we're looking for, like-minded people that think like you and I, and we've got to take back this country. So
yes, we do.
I love your show. Keep it up, brother. Thank you.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. Yeah, I'm going to fly the flag upside down and at half mast, and I'm just can't wait to see if anybody really recognizes it and if they actually know what it means. Like I said, it's a nation in distress. I haven't flown a flag, an American flag, since my days in the military when I was kind of brainwashed. I was in the military. Within about 2 years in the military, I realized I have no voice. I am a GI. I am government issue. I really don't matter. I'm dispensable. I'm going to do my remaining 2 years. I'm going to keep my nose clean and get out of here. And I'm not going to make a career out of military, use a security blanket. I'm going to do better. I'm going to go back to school, get a degree, and do something with a purpose. And that's what I did. So the starting point, but not in any point military. No way. I don't recommend it. I don't support it. I support military only to defend our nation, not to do what they're doing right now, and that's nation building and conquering new lands for the riches of corporate America. I'm not for any of that, so sorry. I'm not going to wave the flag. Not going to be that guy, no. Let's go back to the phones here and talk to Earl in Texas. Earl, welcome to the show.
Thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. Last week, I had also listened, and previous weeks, I've listened to your program continuously. I don't call in much, but around this time of year, Independence Day, mm-hmm. I was asked people, please give me the first three words of the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. and you'll get a prize. Oh, we mm-hmm. the people. And there was yeah. a couple people in the crowd, mm-hmm. and they all concur, we the people. And I proceed to tell them it is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. And then I go ahead and fill them in that they were incorrect, and it doesn't start with we the people. But at any rate, another point that you just brought up about the military, I encourage no one to go into the military. And I'm like you, I'd rather... not see anybody going there and go abroad to fight these wars that are in reality not for our freedom. None of them were.
Right.
And I'd rather see us, you know, mobilize here and keep a strong military here and nothing going abroad. Now, if somebody comes with bad intentions for real, then you do what you need to do, but you exactly. come immediately home after it's done.
That's right.
But and one last area, and it's actually a question to you, sir.
Sure.
My wife went into one of these grocery stores down here in Texas this afternoon. She went in doing good, come out, uh-huh. and she said, look at my arms. They were all rashed out. I said, now... did you have your arms resting on the cart or anything? No, I did not. So I said, well, when we get back down to the house, go ahead and wash it off with soap and water, put a little bit of alcohol on it, rubbing alcohol, and then some Jergens lotion. And she did, and it kind of went away for a little while and then popped back up again. Your thoughts on that, sir?
You know, the same thing happened to me, and I couldn't figure out what happened. It looked like a contact dermatitis, and we could never figure it out. This is the time we were talking about transmission of spike proteins, and I broke out with something, and we could not figure it. It was all over my abdomen. My wife said, what do you think got into it? I have no idea. I don't know. To this day, I never could figure out. I tried hydrocortisone cream. I did alcohol to clean and everything else, and we could never pin it down. There was nothing with detergent. It was nothing with that. We didn't change anything with the laundry detergent. We didn't change it. I didn't change anything with diet, and I broke out with this terrible rash all over my abdomen. And I started wondering, could it be spike protein stuff? Where I around people who had the jab, and this is something my body's responding. I never could figure it out. And it sounds very similar to what your wife has here, and I could never figure it out, be honest with you. I could not figure it out. It did go away. It took about 3 weeks to finally go away, and to this day I don't know. I have no clue, other than we were talking about transmission at that time of spike proteins, people who'd received the shot being spreaders rather than shedding. They call it transmission. So I don't know. To this day, I don't know what happened. There's a lot of things that have happened lately to me that I'm kind of cautious and worried a little bit, to be honest with you. I'm a little worried about when they did the swab in the back of my nasal cavities, except they went way far back. I'm a little worried about that now, what I've learned. But I was in a tight spot because I couldn't be seen by the doctor with my kidney stones, and I needed a stent placed. I needed lithotripsy and a stent placed to get these rocks out. And I had no choice. They wouldn't see me until I had the test done. So I had to comply with that. But later on, now I look back and I thought, those swabs, they're dipped in ethylene dioxide, which is known to cause cancer. a lot of other problems? And why, if it's a respiratory, why not swab inside your mouth? Why not spit into a cup? Why go so far back? And I'm a little worried about that now. I told my wife, if I come down with some, you know, some kind of glioblastoma, some kind of brain tumor, sue the hell out of them, because that's probably what happened. I don't know.
Right.
Sue the hell out of them.
Yes, sir. You know, you're talking about that now, and I'm not going to be on the line here long here because you got other callers. But my grandson, he won a scholarship to college over in Laterno University, which is out in East Texas, over in Longview.
Yeah.
And last year was his first year. He's a pretty smart boy. He made the president's list a couple times and so forth. But at any rate, they had to get swabbed up the nose every other day. And if somebody came down with a cold or whatever, they quarantined everything, sent everybody home, or you got to be quarantined in your quarters.
Yeah.
But he said it was absolutely ludicrous.
It is. And you know what? In the future, I will not comply with any of those orders. You want me to spit in a cup? I'll do it. I'll spit in a cup. It's in saliva. It's in respirations. It's in my saliva then, too. I'll spit in the cup, but you're not going to stick anything back in my nose ever again. I learned my lesson there. But like I said, I was in pain for, I think, 3 weeks, maybe a month. And we kept thinking I could pass the stone, but it ended up being like 8 millimeters big. It was huge. And there's no way to pass it. They said nothing, you know, 6, you can maybe pass a 6, but you're not going to pass at 8. We got to blast that thing. We got to put a stent in there.
Yeah.
But there's no reason for it. And I tell anybody, don't allow anybody to stick anything up your nose. It's not just inside the nares of your nose itself. They go back far. And there's no reason in the world to do that. I would tell them, I'll spit in a cup. So you can swab inside my mouth, but you're not going to put that thing way back up there. Never again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a smart way to do it. But he did tell me they're on break now, summer break. He's working his way through college. But he said Laterno came out with a policy now that they will not go back up in the nose, which is a very good thing. But, I don't want to take up more of your time. I do indeed appreciate your program. We listen all the time. You all have
appreciate
a good night.
Thanks. Thanks for the support. Appreciate that. Back to talking about California real quick here. I have my little notes here, and I was thinking about the desalination plants, which makes common sense. I mean, you got money for the military-industrial complex. You got money for all kinds of stuff, weapons, building tanks and bombers and everything else you can think of military-wise. But, you know, if you're talking about infrastructure, and California's been in this situation many, many times before with the drought, Why not build the desalination plants? How about this? How about some cloud seeding? We know it works. The Chinese used it before the Beijing Olympics back in the day. And, of course, Operation Popeye, if you want to look that one up, we made it rain in Vietnam, torrential rains. It can be done. We know it can be done. And there's your solution to some of these problems. But they don't want solutions to these problems. They're planning these shortages in agriculture and in the farm livestock. They are planning these things out to bring more power to themselves and more dependence for you to be dependent on government. These things are being planned out, people. Flat out, no doubt about it. Scarcity brings power to these people. Phone line still open, 1-800-313-9443 or 512-248-8252. Yeah, cloud seeding would work. Yeah, just spray the clouds. Consolidate, boom. Get some rain, fix your problem, doesn't it? Actually, what the problem in California with their drought, there's really not a drought per se. There's what there is a mismanagement of their water rights is what's happening. They're basically opening up the dam and just let it all out, and then we'll shut it down and hope that there's enough snowpack in the mountains to bring it and fill it back up. And that's very poor management is what it is. It's water mismanagement is their problem, not so much a drought, because it's always hot. It's hot. They have heat spikes like we have heat spikes out here. Texas has heat spikes. Arizona has heat spikes. Everybody gets them. And then they go away, and you get back to your normal temperatures. So mismanagement in water is their problem. And that's a politician problem. We'll be right back.
comes a coaster, fast and
fine. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Bill Gates warned us in the past that we'll be having more pandemics coming in the future, and there will be different strains. I don't know how you possibly know that unless you're planning them, and that's exactly what's happening. These things are being planned. The new strain of the week is Delta, which is interesting. It's just a military operation. When they start naming things like this, like Delta, that's military. It's always been military, except they skipped the alphabet. They went right to D's, and normally it's Alpha, Beta, Charlie, Delta. So this, again, another strain, Delta, and we have to be worried about it. Of course, we got to push up that fear factor again. Their experimental gene therapy won't work for the strain, so what do they have in mind? Another new warp speed number two out there trying to, and probably already have it already done, because these were all planned out. They probably already got the second pseudo vaccine already in line to saying this one here's for Delta, and then we'll have one for we'll go backwards, we'll go to Alpha, and then we'll go to Baker, then Charlie. I think it's Baker, yeah, not Beta. Baker and Charlie. That's probably what they're going to do. These things are all being planned out, no doubt about it. Delta strain. Delta strain. Got to get that fear up here. Let's talk about, so going back to school, there was some good advice I found from Lou Rockwell, one of the writers on Lou Rockwell, how college students can say no to a mandatory vaccine. And I know this has been a big issue. People want to send their kids back to school, but they don't want to put a bullet to their head. This is very, very important. Like I said, this is one of those situations. There's no do-overs. And I've always said this before. There's no do-over. You can take one, and I still worry about one. If you've had one jab, I still worry for you. Two, definitely, you're in some deep doo-doo here. Boosters after that are only going to progress the problem, maybe facilitate, maybe expedite it a little bit faster. This is all bad. This is all bad stuff here. But talking about how to get out of it, how are you going to get out of this stuff? Well, it's quite interesting, the article here, and the author of it is, it's Alan Stevo. I like that name, Stevo. Basically talking about when you go to the university, of course, they're going to tell you it's mandatory. It's a mandate. It's in their policy. I run into those people before their policies. Can I see the policy? One first thing you got to do, and you got to be polite about this. You can't be arrogant. You can't show attitude. You're going to have to use their own wording, their own system against them. You'd be surprised that these people will pull it out of their rear ends, their policies, and they really haven't read the policy or understood the policy. They simply wrote in something, you know, like writing into a contract. So you want to see that policy, and you want to be nice about it. When I obtain the policy, I want to see it. Let's look at the written policy on COVID shots. Is there a policy on COVID shots? Is there a policy on any vaccines? I want to see that policy. And don't take it that we have one, but no, you're not entitled to see it, because yes, you are. Actually, they probably should be posted somewhere on the university, somewhere, that this is our policy. I got policies everywhere else posted. This is a pretty important one, so they should have it posted somewhere. But make sure they actually hand you the copy of it, and then go through it. Sit down carefully and start reading it. And that's what you need to do. Mandatory. What does that really mean? Are there any exemptions in mandatory? Please explain. If I cannot fulfill what you require me to do, wear a mask, social distancing, and this pseudo-vaccine, are there exemptions? What are the exemptions that would fit me in order for me to attend your school? And there's always some gray area when they write these policies. There's always an exemption for someone. This is like writing tax code. You know, the tax code, you look at Bezos, George Soros, and Elon Musk paying very little or no taxes. Why? How did that happen? Well, it's because the people who write the tax code, they write in little gray areas here, exceptions to the rulers, exceptions. There's exceptions to everything. So what you want to do is find that exception. And they may ask you, they may come out and say, well, if you can't comply with wearing the mask, you can't comply with taking this vaccine. And you don't even have to go into the route of saying, well, this really isn't a vaccine. You may do that at the very end, if you're necessary, if you may need to do that. But you don't want to irritate these people. You simply want to find the exemption that works for you, because there is an exemption that will fit you, and they'll have no reason not to accept that exemption. They'll have to let you in. They'll be happy probably having 95% of the sheeple saying, all right, I'll comply and take the damn thing. But don't you be that 95%. You be the 5% to saying, I found the exemption. And you may whisper at somebody's ear like Joe Biden does. Lean in real closely and whisper the secret of how you got the exemption. But we'll talk more about that after this commercial break. Stay tuned. More on Off the Beaten Path. Stay tuned.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Reading the policy here, and read it. Sit down and read it, and make sure they have one too. You can read it together, but read the entire thing and understand every sentence. Every sentence. If you have trouble with any legalese, legal terms you don't understand, there's a dictionary called Black's Dictionary, which is easily accessible online. Somewhere in the policy will tell you who does not have to take the shot, and if there are any consequences. There are exemptions. I guarantee you they always write in exemptions. Now, they may ask you, they may break policy here and said, well, what's your medical diagnosis? And you can say, hey, wait a minute here. Yeah, that's kind of personal and private. Actually, that's a HIPAA violation. You cannot ask those things. And also the Disability Act, you can't do that. You can't do that. So that's a last resort. You try to be nice to these people. But my guess is most of the times these people in authority, they don't read their own policy. Policies. Somebody else wrote the policy. Some board group got together. They wrote the policy, handed it to him, and he never took the time to sit down and read this thing to say, wait a minute here. this is what it says. May have given him a little brief. Maybe he had one of those little pissant little aides who read it and said, hey, it means this, this, and this, and I got to get going here. But my guess is that's probably what happened because he doesn't really know the policy. So that's where you're going to get a chance. You're going to get a chance to inform him of the true policy and where the exemption fits you perfect. You don't want to be the 95% sheep. Well, you want to be the 5% wolf, I guess, in this situation here. You're not going to take it. The bottom line is, I guess at the very end, if you had to and said no, well, then you can pull the legal angle and say, I'm going to sue your university. You've made many violations. You know, it might be nice to do is actually have a tape recorder. Don't let them know until you need to let them know that you've recorded the conversation. Like I said, you be very polite, and if you have to use that to intimidate to get what you need. This is about your health, by the way. So do what you got to do. I'm just glad I'm not in a situation here. I don't have children in college. But if I did, I'd be writing letters and I'd be contacting deans of the university. I'd be saying, here's the truth. Matter of fact, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm going to ask a little duty from everybody, the listening audience, tonight. I'm going to ask you to do something for me. This is very, very important. The article I read earlier, the spike protein is the killer. Beware of the messenger RNA vaccine on LouRockwell.com by Peter Koenig, June 25th, 2021. I want everybody to make a copy of that. Go on there, print it out on your printer, staple it. And I want you to send that copy to your primary physician. And a little note saying, please be open-minded. Please read this information. This is very important. And then please get back with me. I think if we can do this, we could all send a copy to our primary physicians because this article was full of very important things, Moderna and Pfizer, and we could actually probably find other articles to send them. But let's start off with this one article here to send this to your primary physician and be nice about it, just saying you have a concern. You don't believe that you're getting the true information from the mainstream media. And you've done some outside work yourself to look into the situation because it is regarding health. This is what I found. Would you please read it and respond back to me? I think if we can get more physicians to read these articles and understand that they're being played, maybe they don't want to change. Maybe they like drinking the Kool-Aid and they're happy where they are. Those people you can't reach, forget it. They've violated their oath. Do no harm. They're a Hippocratic oath. They violated their oath. Do no harm. To me, personally, here again, I canceled John Legend and many others in my music programs, never to be played on my programs ever again. He's a sellout. Never play him again. You have a chance here now if your physician comes back and said no. You know, we've heard physicians coming back and saying, if you don't take the flu shot, they called it a vaccine. If you don't take, I can't treat you anymore. I don't want you as a patient. Well, you have a chance now to turn the tables and say, I'm going to cancel you. To be honest with you, I don't want a physician that's stupid. It's ignorant because this is so spelled out. The pieces of the puzzle of COVID are so spelled out that even probably a first-year med student would probably question and say, wait a minute. There's no such thing as a asymptomatic infectious person. There's no such thing. You're right. That to be a first-year med school student would say that. So how are your physicians who've been in practice 10, 15, 20 years are walking around signing these orders, wanting people to take this pseudo-vaccine? Have they forgotten everything they learned in med school? Or are they being bought off? Or have they forgot their Hippocratic Oath? Do no harm. Do you want a physician like that attending to you? Do you? Because I do not. I do not. I give my best. I expect the best be given back to me. I want a physician who's on top of it, who knows what he's talking about, who's done the research, who's read the vials, who understands adjuvants in vaccines. That's the physician I want. Are they out there? I think they are. But I think you're going to have to do a little canceling yourself. right, I'm going to go back to the phones real quick here. I'm on a rant, and we're going to talk to James in Canada. James, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi. I had a physician. I said something on the network last year, and I knew that guy for 20 years, and he punched my arm with a tetanus shot, and he knew what the hell he was doing. And I bet they paid him $1,500 to do it because they wanted to see how their adjuvants would work in me. And I wrote him off a long time ago, and I think 90% of the physicians up here know what's going on. They just suspended a guy at the University of Saskatchewan, where I used to work, in fact, for, saying something against these so-called, let's call them shots then. That's my point, is that they know what's going on.
So, let me clue you in on something real quick here. If you didn't catch my show, sure. I think last Sunday, I think I spoke about it. Actually, no, I spoke it on John's show, John Stadmiller's show, a couple weeks ago. Tetanus is another hoax. Tetanus is another hoax. Tetanus is actually found in bovine excrement. It's found in fecal material of steer, cows. It's not found on rust. It's not found on sharp objects. It's not. And so I gave you the story behind the farmer working on his tractor in the field after he's plowed it, and he's disced it, and he's put down the manure and disced it. And they sometimes have to work on their tractors, and they may stab their hand accidentally. Now, that farmer actually is in direct contact with fecal material on his hands, and, of course, he has a puncture wound. That person would be a candidate for getting tetanus. Other than that, no.
Yeah.
You're not going to get it.
I did hear that show, by the way.
Good.
I didn't call in, but I did hear what you had to say. And the only tetanus shot I ever had was back in the 70s when I was bit by a dog. That was lockjaw. Well, of tetanus, yeah. And then this clown a couple years ago said there's no cure. Well, if there's no cure, why did they give me a tetanus shot when I got bit by the dog years ago, right?
Right. Well, and, if I remember right, the cure for lockjaw is vitamin B infusion. If I remember right.
Yeah, well,
it's vitamin B, I believe.
Yeah. Well, anyway, the doctor's wife actually sent me down to emergency at the time. She called it in. because it was a small town, or it is a small town, and they said, yeah, we got a call from Dr. So-and-so's wife, so we'll do you in the emergency room, see? So, but, so I think... there's a book out there I should have read 50-some years ago called The Origin of Species, where Darwin comes out in the first sentence saying that all living organisms live in a state of struggle for survival.
Right.
And they're just ratcheting up this thing to put pressure on us, right?
Right. So. Right. I agree.
But anyway,
anything else, James? Anything else?
No, you go ahead. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, James. Thank you for the call. So invoke a legitimate exemption. You're going to find there's going to be an exemption somewhere in the policy. Find the exemption that fits you and do not waver from it. Do not waver from it. Don't flip-flop. Don't be hesitant. Stand by your guns on this one here. Don't waver from it. This is the exemption that fits me, and they may come back and say, well, why do you think this exemption fits you? And you can come back and say, well, I am unable to wear a face mask safely, and I want to, but I can't wear it safely. I'm unable to do that, say, in a safe manner. And they may come back again and ask what your medical condition is. And you can say, that's personal. I'm sorry. I can only talk with that with my physician, share that with my physician. I cannot share that with you. But I'm telling you that I am unable to wear the face mask and I'm unable to take this vaccine. You can call it a vaccine to them because they're already drinking the Kool-Aid. It won't matter. I wouldn't go in the direction of it's not a vaccine. It's experimental. That's your last resort. That's your last resort to go back and say, well, have you look up the CDC, go to the CDC's website and CDC.gov and let's look up the definition of vaccine. And let's see if this meets the definition of a true vaccine, which is to prevent. you may also at some point have to go the legal route, like I said, to say, well, I'm going to have to talk to my attorney on this, and I'm not going to waver from my demand of saying I will not receive this. And that's the way to go. Being firm, planting your heels is the way to go on this one here. And so that's all I can recommend. And I think I could also recommend this also for any corporation, any business that you're working for, where they come and say you must take a mandated vaccine in order to work here. No. So try the same route as you would trying to get exemption in school. Try the same route with your corporation. These are experimental, and the FDA has never authorized this. Now, there's a little confusion here. I've heard people, even the media, talking about the FDA has authorized. No, they never have. They have not authorized anything. What they allowed, not authorized. Authorized means you've gone through the trials of the drug. You've looked at the positives, the negatives. You said, you know what, this is going to do more good than harm. Therefore, let's allow it to be released. And then you monitor the success of the shot also to make sure that it's still good. Well, they are watching it. Of course, they're not relaying that information to anybody else. They're surely not giving it to the mainstream media, but they monitor the situation. So what you got here is an experimental gene therapy, and it does not meet the definition of a vaccine to prevent. And there's no liability. Now, who in the heck would want to take a chance and take some? But somebody says, hey, take this. You have to take this. But if something happens to you, well, that's just the way it goes, and you can't sue me. Now, you know that the politicians in Congress did not take this pseudo vaccine. They did not take it because their background, their schooling, everything they're all about is what? Is suing corporations for liability, harm caused by their product. They're all lawyers. Congress, everybody in Congress, most everybody in Congress is an attorney. They're a lawyer. They made their money that way. So do you think they would take something and not have the ability to go back and sue for damage and harm caused? Do you think they'd actually take that chance? No, they won't take that chance. They got their nice, normal saline shot. They told everybody, I got the same thing as you did. And, of course, of the 535 members of Congress, nobody died. Nobody had adverse reactions. Nothing happened. Did you hear any cases of myocarditis? Did you hear anybody about anybody who threw clots? Anybody ended up in a hospital on a ventilator in Congress? No, not at all. What's the odds of that? What are the odds of that? It's because they didn't take it. Flat out, they did not take it. Got Tom in Utah. Nice to talk to you, Tom. How you doing?
Okay, but I do want to kind of correct you a little bit. The adjuvants are transitory, but the real base material in a vaccine, and they've simply just increased the concentration, is the animal tissue upon which that vaccine is based.
The protein.
Yeah.
The protein.
And what's the experience we have in transplant surgery? Any tissue that's like you but not you offends your body and turns your immune system against that tissue.
Right. Rejection. Right.
And if you put enough muscle tissue into a vaccine, you're going to build antibodies against muscle tissue. Yeah. What is your heart? Mm-hmm. What is your lungs? I mean, not your lungs, but the mechanical system that operates your lungs. It's all muscle. And those are the most critical muscle tissues in your body, your heart and your thorax, right, and your diaphragm. Mm-hmm. And if you can bring in muscle tissue, it's alien, but it's exactly like your muscle tissue, you will turn your body, your own body, against your own muscle tissue.
Right.
So the adjuvants, of course, they're not good for you. But the real long-term damage is done by the fact that that vaccine is based upon animal tissue to begin with. And they simply just increased the concentration. And it's not like they didn't know what they were doing.
Right.
This is not experimental. It's deliberate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. What do you think about my my theory on why they went with the genetically modified rather than the live attenuated virus? If they do have it, why didn't they go the normal route, Tom?
Well,
they can't change the DNA with the live attenuated virus, but they can with the genetically modified. True.
Well, what you change your DNA with is the tissue itself.
Yeah. Oh, hold on, Tom. We got a commercial break. We'll come right back to you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day. And in times of emergency, we have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
And we go back to the phones and talk to Tom in Utah. Go ahead, Tom.
By the way, if I want to have you do a self-destruct of your ovaries, if you're a woman, what would be the most convenient way for me to do that without literally assaulting you?
I'm thinking.
Body turn against your own ovaries.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, like the heart that we transplant, or like the lungs or kidneys or whatever, we have to suppress your body's immune system because that tissue is like you, but it's not you.
Right.
And it's offended by that alien tissue that is like it. In fact, that's the most violent reaction that the body can express, when we bring a tissue that is exactly like the body, but not the body, not its own. So if I want to inhibit your ability to have children, as a female, I make sure I include in the vaccine or what I infuse into you tissues that are like your ovaries, but not your ovaries. So what would that be? Ovarian tissue.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're a male, if I want to stop you from procreating,
right,
I make sure I inject into you testicular tissue.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And it doesn't matter whether it's human, because testes are the same across the entire animal kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Ovaries are the same across the entire animal kingdom. So all I've got to do is just make sure I grind up ovaries or I grind up testicles and make them part of the media that I inject into you.
Right, right.
The adjuvants are bad, but they're transitory. Oh, yeah. But the real long-term and most important effect is the turning your body against itself, and that's done through transplant mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm using the word transplant loosely. If I bring the tissue of a testicle into your body, your immune system will build antibodies against that foreign testicle, but by default, it will attack yours.
Got it. I got it. Tom, appreciate your call.
Very simple
close out
mechanism.
Here. I got something else. I got to get out here before the show ends here. But I appreciate your call. Wish you called in a little earlier, but that's all right. Timing is everything. But next time, call a little earlier. I'm going to send you off with a little story I remember many, many years ago. I learned. Somebody read to me, and it had an impact on me that I'm going to share with you. It's called the Starfish Story. Once was a little boy that was walking along the beach. It was a low tide, beautiful sunny day. There were starfish everywhere as far as you could see. Little boy started picking up the starfish, and he started winging them past the waves, get him as far as he could out there. But the waves would bring him back. And he kept moving down the beach, just keep winging those starfish, just keep throwing those starfish back into the ocean. That would kind of throw them back. Some of them wouldn't make it back. Some did. And some man walking down the beach, he saw the little boy, and he stopped him. He says, "What are you doing?" He goes, "Well, I'm going to throw the starfish back in the ocean. The sun, you know, is going to kill them." And he said, "There's miles and miles and miles of beach. You can't possibly make a difference." The little boy picked up starfish and he winged it way out there beyond the waves. He said, "I made a difference for that one." Think about that. Back again tomorrow night with John Stadtmiller on the National Intel Report. Thank you very much for your participation tonight. Much appreciated. Health, happiness, and safe travels. We will talk again. Good night.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.